This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in free of meat patties. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And as alluded to, we've been talking about the impossible meats and the beyond meats, and evidently how they're triggering some people who, I don't know, kind of feel like they're losing social status, although the complaints being raised so far in this issue are less about that and more about, okay, well, you're doing meatless patties and that's great, but you're not doing it right. These are still too heavily processed. Why can't you just throw some spinach between the buns and call it a day?
Because that's not going to taste anything like meat.
Right.
The marketplace should decide this, and as far as I'm concerned, Whole Foods, if they, I guess they're going to have to determine for themselves if they will lose business by carrying these patties that will eclipse the amount of business that they would gain by having them. And that's a decision they're going to have to make for themselves. I haven't been to a Whole Foods in at least a year. Probably wasn't in one before that for another year. I don't care about Whole Foods.
Yeah,
my wife does go pretty regularly. I do not.
I literally eat whatever I feel like eating.
And they have that at regular grocery stores. You don't have to pay triple for it.
They do. But I can't even be bothered to do that. I just go eat somewhere, which usually has some sort of highly processed food that tastes good and is quick and not much of a hassle.
So this is, so you're like saying a restaurant, a fast food restaurant or a restaurant
sure.
of sorts. Yeah,
okay. I tend to not eat a lot of fast food.
Okay.
Or whatever that's worth.
It's ready quickly.
It is, but I mean, so is like local burger and, you know, Indian curry here in Keene. I don't mind waiting 5 minutes, but I'm not going to stand there for 10 minutes cooking something. It's just not worth my time.
No.
Okay. It is, but I'm lazy, and I don't want to be bothered, so I'm not going
to
be
If you
bothered.
Don't feel like cooking, you don't feel like cooking. I'm not here to tell people that they got to. You're probably going to eat a healthier diet if you do, but, you know, you're young, and that's that, and I'm doing okay. I don't do it when I'm...
Yeah, for now.
I didn't, you know... I don't even eat... I won't cook pretty much if my wife's not in town. She'll make soups and things that I can heat up on the stove. So I really have no opportunity to talk.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to live to 50, so it doesn't matter.
That's the plan. To be sure, the new plant-based burgers have gotten a lot of positive coverage, too, and they certainly have. The Impossible Burger, it was everywhere when Burger King released it, and I'm sure they made a killing off of it. And some pragmatic reviews, more focused on describing their taste, pretty meaty, although some reviewers insist they can still tell the difference. Well, I mean, yeah, you got people out there who say there's no difference between Coke and Pepsi. And there's an enormous difference. Coke is awful. Pepsi is good.
What?
Coke is good. Pepsi is awful.
Where are you from again?
I am from Earth, where Coca-Cola is awful.
I thought
Pepsi
you were from South,
good.
And like what I heard sound treasonous.
I didn't say anything negative about sweet tea, Mark.
Oh, my God. Coke is from Atlanta, and I'm sorry,
Pepsi
I have no
Pepsi
use
from New York.
For that ultra-sweet crap called Pepsi.
Yeah, I have to go with...
Them fighting words, Mark.
With whom? Who likes that stuff still?
Pepsi's so much better.
Pepsi is garbage.
Agree to disagree.
You got good reach, but you don't want to fight me.
But this is a nascent industry, evidently, and any pushback can have an impact. I'm not particularly concerned about pushback from the vegans on this particular subject.
I'm not worried about pushback from the vegans on anything.
I mean, especially not this, right? But there's certainly some truth to the critiques. The Beyond and Impossible Burgers aren't exactly health food. Look, no one's going to Burger King expecting health food. Come on. That's not the point.
Yeah, that's not why you go to Burger King.
You don't go to the red light district to find a wife. And you don't go to Burger King for health food.
I don't think of the Beyond Burger as addressing the issue of health. I consider it as addressing the issue of humans consuming too much meat.
Yeah, wasn't this supposed to be a climate change thing?
Well, the cows do have a lot of flatulence.
That's what it is.
And that's being
captured
in the
atmosphere. It's all
about
that cow farts.
But they're not more unhealthy than the meat products they're displacing. The Impossible Oh, dear Lord, here's a sentence for you. The Impossible Whopper might help save the planet, but it's still high-calorie, greasy, and probably not a good idea to eat every day. So that's the Impossible Whopper is going to save the planet.
So who is out there eating Whoppers every day?
I don't know about Whoppers, but I do know people who like eat Burger King for breakfast every day, and they're fat and diabetic, and they look like they're about to kill over. So, for what it's worth, there are people, especially in the South, who do that sort of thing, tragically. Even though, you know, they shouldn't, because Burger King, it's not good.
Well, you know, they got those cheap crisp sandwiches, so you... And they taste good, so...
They do. And
I had one just the other day. It was pretty good. I haven't had one in years, but I was taking my mom to the airport. I was hungry and, you know, an hour from the house. And so...
I mean, there was definitely a time when I was in college that I ate Burger King almost every single day for about a year. But I'm young and in good shape, and I do stay active. So I wasn't one of those people who just got their four sausage and biscuits from Burger King and then went home and sat in front of a television all day. So fast food in general, not going to be good, but the allegation that the Impossible Whopper might help save the planet is among the most absurd things I've ever heard.
Well, I think the general idea behind that is that it will reduce
the cow flatulence,
and the amount of pasture that's being used for cows.
Also, I mean, livestock...
Plants oxidize.
Oxidize what?
I mean, well, carbon dioxide, which
they
isn't...
eat carbon dioxide, yeah, that's food for plants.
Well, it's oxidizing because they...
Yeah, sir. I mean, certainly a carbon-rich atmosphere is going to be good for plants, but it's possible. I mean, according to climate scientists, it's not so hot for the greenhouse's effect. Now, maybe
they need to research their history and learn about cyanobacteria and how plant life evolved in the first place from said bacteria in a carbon-rich atmosphere that contained little or no oxygen 3.5 billion years ago, giving rise to the plants that we have today, because carbon was so abundant, they were able to, you know, thrive and reproduce. And eventually, 3 billion years later, you have a bunch of plants and you have a bunch of animals working together to keep the atmosphere relatively in balance. The issue here is really going to be the deforestation.
For what? For animals?
Yeah, we destroyed the balance between...
But you need to deforest to have, land to grow things on, too.
Sure.
Admittedly, you can grow more calories in, say, you know, corn than you can in cows in a given, you know, area. So,
well, I don't think caloric intake is America's problem.
No.
No, it's...
It's some people's problem, though.
But on the subject of global warming and the atmospheric conditions and all that, it's a problem that will fix itself. Just like cyanobacteria, you know, consumed too much of the carbon for them to sustain their population, so will humans ultimately consume too much of the forest to sustain animal population. And what will happen? Humans will die off, therefore the ability to impact the environment will decrease, forests will regrow, taking advantage of the increase in carbon, and the problem will solve itself.
Yes. Mother Nature will be fine.
Yes.
The question is, how will humans be? Now, one of the suggestions is...
That's why my criticism of...
It'll be a mass extinction, which could be not so hot.
Well, not necessarily bad either. You know, it's just a change in how things are. And that's my issue with the climate change people, is that, you know, they're so obsessed with how things are right now that they're willing to just undergo these massive changes in order to maintain the status quo, to maintain human dominance over Earth, when every indication is that humans are not suited for dominance over the Earth. So let nature take its toll. You want to call yourself an environmentalist and you're fighting nature? Are you kidding me? 855-450-3733. Give us a call. What do you think about climate change and how flatulence and eating babies and how Greta, whatever her name, Grunfield, something like that. 855-450-3733.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And you know, more and more people are being concerned with the online tracking of our movements and our personal data through our mobile phones. Gone are the days when only the bad guys, whoever they were tracked. Now everyone is being tracked every minute of every single day by their mobile phones and tablets. And don't think that putting your phone on airplane mode will stop it. Your location history is still recorded by your phone and transmitted later when you connect. If you want to know how to stop tracking on your phone and prevent your phone from being hacked, you can visit godarkbags.com/FTL. I've actually used one of these in the studio. They are fantastic. It is shocking how effective they actually are. Now, it's a bag.
Oh, yeah, it works.
I have one at home.
It's a bag that you put your mobile device in, and it immediately and completely severs all external communications from that device. It's very awesome.
Effectively.
Are you sick of being treated like a wild animal, tagged and tracked for scientific study so that tech companies can make a fortune selling your location history? Well, then you should go to godarkbags.com/FTL, and you can prevent that. You can take control over what companies are learning about you. Plus, with the rise of geofencing warrants and things like that, where the cops are subpoenaing Google, saying, hey, we want to know all
everybody
of the users who were in this specific area at this particular time.
That's frightening. I mean, in America, it's happening in America.
It is. Police are on the record doing it, and Google is turning that information over to them. So, godarkbags.com/FTL. You can help control your location history. Now, let's go to the phones. We got Mortified Penguin calling via our Discord server, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. Mortified, what's on your mind?
Hey, hope I sound like I'm just in a studio with you guys. But I want to say, first of all, in regards to your read with the Faraday bags, the Godard bags, I don't have any experience with that particular brand, but yeah, you definitely, they're great. There's nothing more blunt than physically preventing any kind of electromagnetic signal to go in and out of a place, just physically blocking it off. And
one of the biggest advantages to the Go Dark bags when compared to their competition in the marketplace is that they are lined with soft material on the inside, so your phone isn't sort of being played with by the ferrous metal there that lines the bag, because it has this little piece of fabric, whereas other bags, that'll happen.
Very
yeah,
cool.
if you're in the market for that kind of thing, don't cheap out. Don't go with the reputable brand, because you don't want to cheap out. It just won't work if you waste your money.
No, I mean, if you're interested in it, go to godarkbags.com/FTL to get one. They're awesome.
Yep.
I've seen them in action here in the studio. It's amazing what they've managed to do.
So I wanted to call in about the Impossible Burger. I've tried it, Impossible Meat, several times, usually not in the form of a burger. But and it's obviously trickled its way down to Burger King, and kind of like what you guys were saying, my experience with it is it really is pretty amazing how it kind of is a facsimile of a certain kind of meat. So it's like a Burger King burger. It's fast food Burger King Whopper burger that we expect, and it's pretty close. It represents it pretty well. It's not like some gourmet burger. It may not come to the same level of taste and quality. I don't know, but
nope.
But when it comes to mimicking a Whopper, definitely spot on.
Well, see, I don't like the idea of not having the quality of taste or whatever, and ranking the meat versus the meatless burgers, because I was a fan of the Burger King veggie patty back when they carried it a number of years ago, and it wasn't that it was better or worse than their regular Whopper. It was just that it was different. If I wanted that particular flavor, I would have it. It's like, it's kind of like arguing that spaghetti is better than pizza. To me,
that's
it's
true.
Just okay. Well, it's just different.
And another thing I've had is this is amazing, by the way, just because it's a really good place, local chain here. But an Impossible Meatloaf sandwich they're serving right now, with like a kind of a barbecue-y kind of sauce, and like again, you're trying to like you're trying to imitate a meatloaf, and I think you can imitate a meatloaf pretty well with the Impossible Meat.
Well, yeah, they're like 50% bread by themselves, right?
They're already half not meat.
Yeah. But you pay, it's super expensive, and I hope everybody catches on so I can get them for cheaper. But I'm as some of you might know, I'm a practicing Muslim, so I do keep a kind of a sort of vegetarian diet with because I'm one of the people that does try to keep a halal meat diet, and I'm one of the people that says kosher is okay, but not any old meat's okay. Just if you say a blessing over it, you do have to, one of the two. When you can usually find a decent amount of stuff, especially it's increasing and increasing. But there's also a bit of subjectivity because the word halal means it means permissible, and what is permissible, if you can decrease. There's a subjectivity to it. If you can decrease animal suffering and the factory farming and the pollution and all the negative aspects of the industrial scale factory farming system, then that could be a benefit in and of itself. But at the moment, unfortunately, it's not really price competitive.
Are the Impossible Burgers not price competitive these days?
I don't think they're price competitive to meat. Okay. To the regular beef burgers. I'm not 100% sure about the Whopper because I hadn't eaten a Whopper in so long until I had that. But I think you're paying a little bit of a premium. But that's supply and demand, I think, hopefully. Even
the market will, fix that over time. Obviously, I'm not eating to be halal, but I'm not thrilled with factory farming, specifically for pigs, but I don't imagine that's your problem.
Well, Mortified, thank you for the call. I'm not a fan of the factory farming either because I made the mistake of watching Food Incorporated, the documentary, and the documentary Earthlings. Both of them are strong weapons in the vegan toolkit.
Oh, yeah.
Food Inc. especially, it focuses largely on Tyson and just the horrifically immoral things that they do to animals. So I'm not a fan of
it. It's not nice.
No, but I'm not sure what the solution is. I don't think that things like the Impossible Burger and things like that will actually supplant the industrialized food making process that we've created. Because there are so many people out there who will eat meat just for the sake of eating meat and will take pride in eating meat. And other people who are like, I really don't care that chicken was tortured for a year and a half before it was finally slaughtered.
Oh, you're not eating any chickens that were a year and a half old.
No,
unless you're
true.
Eating chicken noodle soup. Most chickens are probably 9 weeks old that you're eating.
9 weeks, really?
Yeah, you're eating it any kind of... If you're eating it off the bone or eating, say, a breast or something like that, if you're eating an unprocessed piece of meat, it is highly unlikely that it's, 3 months old.
They grow that fast?
Yeah, they do. They bred them to the point... These things can't move. I mean, I've seen free-range chickens, organic chickens.
They're significantly smaller.
But they can't move. I mean, they can't move. The breast, what they call
because they
freedom
were still...
rangers, okay. it's bred for breast size, and they can't move.
Yeah, speaking of that, man, I've bought chicken breasts from Walmart before or wherever, and they were just sickeningly huge. Like, you take them out of the package, and it's just so disgusting that I could not eat it.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Everyone said, can we get to 100%? Now I get to 100%. And they say, well, maybe we can stay longer. I say, well, When do we get out? There's going to be a time we get out. We have to bring our people back home.
President Trump says it's time for countries with conflicts to take care of themselves. The president defending his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. After a military briefing at the White House, the president warning the president of Turkey not to go after the Kurds.
I've told President Erdogan I hope he's going to treat everybody with great respect.
Now, as for the impeachment inquiry, Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. The president calls the proceedings a scam. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 96 points, the NASDAQ off 26, the S&P 500 down 13 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about meats. Well, no, we haven't. We've been talking about meatless meats, evidently, which is, I hate the term meatless meats, but I love saying it. Because it's so absolutely absurd. But let's get straight into the phones here. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in. Gene, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about a trip we're planning on in a couple of weeks. We're going to be going to Macau and possibly spend a day or so in Hong Kong. Now, I'd much prefer to spend more time in Hong Kong with what's going on over there. But, of course, my wife is afraid of anything political, blah, 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 you know. You know how women are. anyway, I've watched China for 25 years. I've been to China for 25, you know, been going there for 25 years. And I've watched them playing with their new toys. I mean, 25 years ago, when I first went to China, I was kind of at that point afraid, you know, I go into China, I'm never going to come out. But I found out it really wasn't that way at all. China 25 years ago was reasonably free. I mean, for a communist nation, they had just started going to a market economy and people's income levels were picking up. Of course, there was no political freedom at all, but financially everybody was was getting better every single year for the last, for the first 15 years or so. Now the last 10 years, things have started to clamp down, and I've watched the cameras going in, and I've been a victim of their Chinese censorship when I try to use internet over there.
Yeah, they're getting better at it too.
And they are. I mean, it used to be easy to get around it. Just get a good VPN and you're around it. But now they're blocking a lot of the VPNs. It's getting harder and harder to get past their censorship and their political fervor over there, because they do have a very powerful tool in the form of controlling all the information that the Chinese people get to hear. So the Chinese people, when they get up in arms because they, you know, they're angry at Taiwan because Taiwan has taken their little stupid islands or whatever, they actually believe that because that's the only side of the story they hear. And
well, I mean, things are really no different here.
Well, we do have more freedom here, thank God.
Oh, yeah, we have more.
But the,
I mean, the information you're being fed at any specific time, you generally have no way of knowing whether or not that's true.
You have to go looking for other sides to a story, and it's not always easy to find it.
Right.
It's not. Right. It's generally possible, though. Here in China, it's really not.
But the worst thing throughout history, the worst thing you can possibly face, I think, is a mob, the mob mentality and the mob mindset. And the problem is when you control the information to, 2 billion people, and you make yourself a mob of 2 billion angry people, it can be a horribly scary thing. And I've heard tell of certain events going on in China where the people turn against foreigners or different kinds of people. Mm. And it's because they're being fed all this nonsense. It's not the people themselves, because I know a lot of people over there, and they're darn good people. But they get fed this nonsense, just like we get fed this nonsense about, you know, the latest boogeyman overseas. And then the greater portion of the people will fall into that mindset that, oh, we hate those particular people. Now,
yeah.
Fortunately, we do have two sides of a story here if you look for it. But, yeah, when you think that the only side they get is one side and that's really all they ever hear, that's a scary thing. And all governments throughout history have used this technique to get the masses angry at whoever it is they want to point them at.
Yeah.
But I've hoped that the Internet would be the one big thing that would spread liberty throughout the world. But if you can't get through that stupid firewall,
you're going to run
into a problem. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to go to Macau, which is not really China, but not really not China. It's pretty close. And we might go over to Hong Kong, and I'll keep you guys posted.
Cool. Yeah, stay safe out there and definitely keep us posted on the trip. Thanks for the call, Gene. It's certainly a scary situation in China. I don't know what people could do about it, though.
Well, Hong Kong, I don't know. I mean, it's all very, very, I'm very curious, like Gene. I'd like to see what's going on there.
Absolutely. Let's get right back into it. We've got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you guys and girls.
Hi,
I wanted to mention about 5 years ago, I rented from what I would call a conspiracy theory bag nutcase lady that actually was more spot on than I ever imagined. I realize it now.
One wonders always, one, yes.
Well, you know, there was no meat allowed on her property in her residence where she lived. But what was really funny was she bought some a property to escape to and had like 10,000 pounds of 5 gallon buckets of rice and drove a Geo Metro. But when she took me to her property, before she drove off, she said, "You have your cell phone." And I'm like, "Well, duh. Of course I have my smartphone." She goes, and she opens her glove box and she drags out a Mylar blanket. Literally the whole space blanket wadded up in there, and she goes, "Wrap it up." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Anyway, she goes, "I can't be tracked to my property." And it really actually, because I can't afford a dark bag, but believe it or not, you can take a space blanket, wrap your phone up in it, and it does the same thing as the thing you advertise if you're on a budget.
Yeah, if you're on a budget, there's some downsides
to it.
But it's true.
You really
if you're on a budget,
worried about being.
You can just build something out of tinfoil, too.
Yeah. But it was just funny. This is a long time ago, and I thought, what a great invention. She should make something, you know, and now here's this. Bet. Can I ask Michael a question? Personal?
Go right ahead.
I'm not sure who it was that mentioned the TED Talk video about what you think you know about drug addiction. Was that you?
That was not me.
Somebody
probably,
on the show.
Probably nobody is what we think.
Oh, it was nobody. Okay, I keep forgetting. See, I'm having a hard time keeping up, but. With who's who. I'm just learning. But anyway.
It's a show full of white guys.
We've got a large cast of characters here.
And a trans chick.
Right. I'm just kind of new to the show, and I really appreciate the whole thing. And anyway, thank you,
awesome.
Everybody.
Glad to hear it, Mike. Always positive. Always good to end on a positive note, rather. So the censorship thing in China, I wanted to discuss a little bit more briefly because it relates to the go dark bags and just the whole idea of government using technology to control the population.
Right. If people had been, you know, had stepped in sooner with their Faraday bags, they might not have the penetration in the marketplace of government censorship might not be so large.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
That would be great. Of course, China is increasingly Orwellian. That's actually legitimately Orwellian, what's going on in China, where they actually do have the ability to directly rewrite their own history, and they do it. It's horrifying. And, of course, as I was alluding to when we were talking with Gene, it's not really that different here. We're taking people's words for it, that World War II even happened. And I get there's massive amounts of evidence. I'm not saying it didn't happen. Sure, I'm saying it's almost certainly happened. But at the end of the day, I've never been to Europe. I've never looked through these fields and seen the history myself in person, you know?
I've
seen taking people's civil, words for it.
I've seen a Civil War musket ball dug up at Gettysburg, but that's about as close as I could get. But who's to say it wasn't planted there, right? I mean, you know, at some point or another, can I prove I'm not an automaton that actually goes into, stasis when I walk out the door and then just imagine having a family and a house and a car?
I mean, sure, that's certainly an issue, but when the governments control what information people have, they may very well convince you that you are an automaton.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. So give us a call at 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
I want to say thank you to Barry, who is our amplifier today. That's the Amplify Market and Promote program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. Barry here.
Advertise, market, and promote. For the amplifier.
What did I say?
Amplify, market, and promote.
Oh, sorry.
Which is a little recursive.
You do help us to amplify the marketing.
That's what it's all about. The reason why we call it advertise, market, and promote is because that's where that money goes. It's not a general fund. It's specifically the marketing budget.
Right. And you can check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. Barry here amplifies is a silver amplifier, which means he donates $5 per month, which is all
thanks,
it
Barry.
Takes. Thank you, Barry. You get access to things like the amp-only Facebook page, the amp room on the Discord server. So it comes with a lot of cool little perks. There's even an amp-only call-in line for people who amplify the show. So go check it out. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, getting right back into it, we've got Olivia calling in from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mark, I just wanted to, I wanted to address the religious thing just for a real brief moment, and then I wanted to talk about the vegetarian thing. So,
okay.
I thought it was interesting because the Catholics claim to believe the Bible or, like, follow the Bible, but then they make their own rules that don't follow the Bible because in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2, and yes, I looked this up, it says that a bishop must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded. And it keeps going on, but I thought that was interesting that there's two ways to interpret that. You can only have one wife, or you have to have a wife to be a bishop. But I thought that was very interesting that that's in the Bible.
I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, religious people in general have a habit of taking whatever it is they believe and making it sacrosanct by claiming it to be part of their religion.
Now, didn't the Catholics have a council at some point where they decided what books were going to be in the Bible?
Right.
That was Nicaea or Trent.
Not
one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Trent, but it was. They certainly did have more than one. But yeah, there was definitely one that sort of stands out. And in that, you know, so many of these what they call heretical gospels were. Yep. Nope. That didn't happen. Nope. That didn't happen. And much the Catholics even keep a set of books that didn't make it into sort of the rest of our Bibles. So like St. George and the Dragon and a few others out of there.
Yeah.
Right. And then St. Paul actually said it's best to be celibate, but it's better to marry than to burn. And it seems like, you know, raping children would definitely, you know, according to their own beliefs, maybe they should, I don't know.
Well, according to the Catholic doctrine, all they have to do is ask for forgiveness and feel bad about it, and it will no longer be counted as a sin against them.
Well, that's Christianity in general, which, I mean, I do like the idea of redemption, but it just setting up these like, legalistic things where if you go to confession, then it's all good. It should be a change of heart, right? Not just, I went through the motions. Type thing. That's my opinion, anyways.
I'm with you.
That's the general idea, yeah.
But
I mean, those are the things I like about Christianity. This is the idea that you can, that you're not, you've done this thing, whatever this thing is, and you know, like the internet, for instance, sees you do something bad, whatever it might be. But you know, the internet's full of people who have been targeted for whatever reason for doing one bad thing, and then there's no redemption. It's just like, we know you for this, you are therefore bad and evil. And that's not, I mean, you're not looking at the whole person here. You're looking at an instant that you saw them, and I don't find that to be acceptable.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I wanted to ask you real quick, Mark, I think earlier, were you the one who said that St. Paul, did you say St. Paul was a con man?
Oh, I believe St. Paul's a con man, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's interesting
no, go.
You say that because I always felt like something was off in those books of the Bible. Like the tone is completely different, and you start getting these legalistic rules where Jesus seemed more like, you know, I don't know.
I find most of the Bible to be kind of nonsensical.
I like that the Bibles that have Jesus' words in red, because
Jesus was a good dude.
If those, you know, who knows who wrote those Gospels, it would have been nice for me. If God had come to earth, it would have been really awesome for him to scribble a few things down. You know, hey, here are the things you actually have to do. One would presume that if God came to earth, that's what God would do. The idea that you have, you know, some people who knew somebody writing this stuff down, very disturbing. Another thing is that it would have been really awesome if Jesus would have been quoted as saying something like, slavery's wrong, stop it.
Yeah, whereas you had Paul.
Wash your hands after you poop. You're like, there's a few things that could have just been, you know, tossed out there that would have solved a lot of human misery.
But rather than doing that, Paul actually encouraged slaves to be obedient to their masters, even the cruel ones.
Yeah.
And in the Old Testament, good Lord, it loved slavery.
Yeah.
It's like the plot of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to know more about this claim that Paul's a hustler, don't blame me. Blame Chaim Maccabee and his book, The Mythmaker. So you can find that, well, anywhere that books are sold, you can find The Mythmaker by Chaim Maccabee.
Interesting. I'm going to have to check it out now.
I've got a copy.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Oh,
or use it.
That would be awesome.
I got to dig it out.
Well, Olivia, thank you so much for the call. Definitely an interesting perspective that Paul was a con artist.
Chaim Maccabee also makes the argument that Jesus was, in fact, a Pharisee. So likely these Gospels were written probably 100 years after Jesus lived, and the politics of the time changed. I mean, think about it for a minute. Has the politics of the United States changed in 100 years? Pretty dramatically. So politics can change pretty dramatically in 100 years, and the Pharisees fell out of favor in that time frame, so they framed the Pharisees as bad people, but likely Jesus was a Pharisee, is the claim.
Interesting. Let's get right back to it. We got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I see a fairy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was you that we were talking about.
Well, it is Tranny
Are you
Talk
watching
Live.
Online?
Tranny Talk Live, talk radio, you can troll. You invited.
Sure. I doubt your trolling is effective, but sure, you can call it trolling if you'd like.
I didn't know trolling was rated. I just thought you just did it. I didn't think it had an effectiveness rating.
Well, if you don't get a reaction from people, you're not trolling well. I feel like that's probably the best.
I guess I'm just not worried enough about what other people think. My goodness, I'll need to work on that. All around terrible.
I'm just happy
people.
Somebody's trying to tell a few jokes, on the air. I mean, nobody does that.
All around terrible people. Aria.
Okay, what?
All around terrible people.
Okay. Are you going to finish that sentence?
Yeah, well, that's what you said earlier about a group of people being cops.
Oh, and cops, yes, they are all around terrible people.
Right, so if cops are a group of people that are all around terrible people, can other groups be all around terrible people?
Certainly. Is this about your conspiracy of the LGBT community targeting you for harassing a radio station?
Let's go down that track. So you were saying that you mocked the idea that it might possibly be a conspiracy that literally everyone involved in trying to prosecute me for attempting to call in and have free speech, like they invite everyone to do, you mock my idea that might be conspiratorial. Let's go over to Nazi Germany for a second. You can laugh at this, too. You have
The LGBT community are Nazis now. Keep going.
The stormtroopers, the brown shirts, their leadership is known to have been primarily homosexual. Does that mean anything, or is that just coincidence as well?
That's false. I assume you're talking about the guy who was thrown into jail and ended up basically shooting himself because he was told he could shoot himself or he could face public disgrace and still be executed. I don't remember his name now.
I think you might have a few facts wrong, but what is it you're disputing?
Well, you're the one talking about gay Nazis. I would say if anybody's facts are wrong here, it's probably going to be you. The Nazis weren't big fans of gay people.
Are you able to answer the question that I asked you? So far, you haven't answered it.
Is it a coincidence that you've imagined a bunch of gay Nazis rounding up and killing people?
That wasn't the question. Do you remember the question?
The question was, do I think it's a coincidence that a lot of the head Nazis were gay? The answer is, the assertion is silly on the face. All of Nazism contradicts it. Thanks for the call. Go check out the show archive at freetalklive.com. The archive there.
Freetalklive.com. The front page, you can get the most recent show. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogicides.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogicide shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogicides. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.